Well, welcome everyone. I'm delighted to welcome you all to this meeting this morning. And for those of you who don't know, this is the very last ordinary meeting for this particular term of the Douglas Shire Council. So first of all, I would like to acknowledge the Bugyalji people who are the traditional custodians of the land and also pay respect to their elders both past and present and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present. And so again, welcome councillors, great to see of course everyone here, and I'd also like to extend a very warm welcome to our CEO and all our staff here who work very hard on the reports that we have today. This morning, I also just need to let you know that this meeting is being recorded. If you wish to go through the whole thing again, you can go onto our website later and listen to it. So, everyone's here, that's good. Councillors, do you have any conflict of interest that you need to declare in relation to any of the items we're discussing today? Councillor Zamatara.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Item 8.2, speed bumps in Lund Street, is an application being put in a petition to put on my BBN. I'm a lawyer BBN, so I'll declare a conflict of interest on that item.
Okay, well, thank you, Councillor Zamatara. Anyone else? Okay, we'll move on to the confirmation of the minutes from the ordinary meeting held Tuesday, the 11th of February. Do I have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Carey. Seconded. Councillor Nolley. Any issues, changes, comments about these minutes? Okay, I'll take that everyone's happy with that. All those in favour? Okay, thank you. So we'll now go on to the agenda items. So the first one, and welcome Ms. Lamond, who's the author of this report, thanks very much. 5.1 is the material change of use of telecommunications facility, CATE regulation. Do I have a mover for this? Councillor Carey, thank you. Seconded by Councillor Kerr. Councillor Carey, as you move this, would you like to say a few opening remarks about this particular report?
No, thanks, Madam Mayor. It's a straightforward report, very well produced and comprehensive, so I don't think we can't add anything to it. It's a straightforward proposal we're being asked to approve, so happy with that.
Okay, thank you. Does anyone wish to speak against? Okay. We've got Ms. Lamond here. Are there any questions from councillors about this particular report? Okay. Look, I'll just make a couple of closing remarks. First of all, thank you, Ms. Lamond. I know you have actually spent a considerable amount of time in the last few years assisting in trying to find a suitable site. We know that in this particular locality, there are very, very few properties that are suitable, and we know that it is so important to have better and improved telecommunications in that area. We were only at a meeting last night and that was raised again. So I know that people in Cape Population will be really thrilled that we've finally been able to have a location, and that Telstra, of course, has been able to find this location for the assistance of our planners, and this is the report that we've got here today. So on that note, I'm going to move that we approve this. All those in favour? Thank you. No one against, that's unanimous. Thanks very much. I'm just going to stop here for a minute because I also wanted to make a particular welcome to our Mossman High students this morning, with Jessie, Geneva and Desiree, and also Teacher Bronwyn. Thanks very much for attending. I think it's really important, of course, for our young people to see our democracy at work. So thanks very much. So 5.2 is a monthly financial report for February of this year. I'm very happy to move this. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Perry. As you can see from this report, we are again tracking very, very well with our financial sustainability plans. Key point is that for this end of this month, and that's for financial report for February, that the operating result is $1.4 million ahead of budget. You can see from the details of this report and the executive summary that our operating revenue is ahead of budget by $90,000, operating expenditure is under budget by $1.3 million, and the operating surplus is currently $10.8 million compared to a budget surplus of $9.4 million. So we've got a lot of details, a lot of graphs, and welcome to Ms. Colleen, who's here to answer any of your questions. Councillors, questions, comments? Just before I start, I just need to ask that very important question. Does anyone want to speak against this? No? Okay. Councillors? No one's willing to say anything?
Well, I think your sentiments, Madam Mayor, it's tracking very well, and looks like we're going to hit our target of a small surplus by the end of the year, which is pleasing to see, and that was our aim. As you indicated, for the last 6 years we've been working towards this result. And I'm just a bit sorry I won't be here to celebrate when it happens. But I think it's a testament to the resolve of this council. We've made some pretty tough decisions in the last 6 years, the last 4 years in particular. But I think the staff also need to be congratulated for giving us the very sound advice that they've given us to keep us on track and to keep us well informed in terms of priorities and where we're heading, what it cost, so that we can make informed decisions. So I thank them for that.
Well, thank you, Councillor Carey. Any other comments from councillors? Councillor Samatara.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Look, I'd just like to echo Councillor Carey's sentiments, but I'd like to thank the Mayor, you, the Mayor, Councillor Carey, and Councillor Nutley, who've been here from the start of this campaign. Your predictions have come true, so it's all down to you guys.
Any other questions? Thank you, Councillor Samatara. Any other questions? Okay, on that note, I'll put this report to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. That's unanimous. So we now go on to 8.1, which is a petition objecting proposed location of the playground at 49 Millman Playley. Just for those who are not aware, when you receive a petition, what we do first is actually just accept the petition and then the staff investigate the issues. For those of you who already know, we do have a strong group of people who actually want and serving our people and councillors who want to do what they can to have far more playgrounds, opportunities for families, for kids, for teenagers. So obviously we'll have a situation which will be determined by the next council. So on one hand, we've naturally got people who want a playground. Now we have an objection, and this is what this particular report is about. So it merely says that the petition objecting to the proposed location of a playground at 49 Norman Drive, Bradley, be received and noted. And so, according, it's all in our standing orders how we deal with this, and so in course 5 of our standing orders for council meetings, this petition is presented to council. And so it's all in the open session. People can have a look at it. We can actually see there's 11 petitioners. So, do I have a mover for this? Councillor Nolly, and you seconded Councillor Samatara. Do you want to make a few comments?
Oh no, there's no more comments to make, but I was just wondering, you can't see it here, what by this group of people, was there an alternative a site suggested or just not there? Does anybody know? No. Yeah.
Mr. Friedman, thank you. If you're able to answer Councillor Nolly's question, that'd be great.
At this stage there are no other parks located within that subdivision that's suitable. Into the future, there will be expansion in that subdivision, which part of the plan is to put a district park in there. But under an interim solution, obviously, at this location, it's a small pocket park. The council owns the land. It's about a house block, I guess.
Okay.
So the only suitable spot at this time.
So, yeah, so there's no other suggestion. Okay, thank you.
Is anyone who's speaking against? Councillor Zamatoro.
Sorry, Madam Mayor, it's probably a question for Mr. Creedham, and I'm just wondering, has there been any reason for the objection?
Through the chair, my understanding is that there's a number of residents who oppose the location just because of the proximity to their residence. As the mayor mentioned, that we had received a petition last year requesting some playground equipment. So there's just two opposing views, and we'll work through that through more engagement. Report back to council in the next few months.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? All right, I'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous. So, last one, and thank you, Councillor Zamatoro. I know you've been there for a conflict of interest. So, this is 8.2, the last report. Petition for proposal to install speed bumps in London Street. Have a go. Thank you, Councillor Knowling, seconded by Councillor Kerr. Did you want to say a few things about this?
I do, just once again, one more question, very simple question. So how I read the information here, the comment, was that so that there was some speed bumps taken out, council then asked the locals if they want them to be put back in. And this petition is just the form that's getting swapped to that question, as I understand. Is that correct?
Through the chair, that is correct. We received a request to investigate speed platforms probably 2 months ago, and officers have done some site analysis, and we've undertaken some engagement, and the community put forward this petition in support just to formalise their views.
First of all, I just want to ask, is anyone wish to speak against? No. If I could add some things, I have discussed this in a preliminary phase with people up in the court, and as everyone knows, there's been some new roadworks up there. They've got civil roads, proper drainage. It looks fantastic, actually. It's so much better for the community, and incredibly open. So council's been assisting with that. What happened is that I think previous speed bumps are no longer there, and so I think from their viewpoint it's sort of a bit of a reinstatement. But obviously, as a result of this petition, like with the others, our staff will investigate what is the best way to go forward with this, and that would be with more consultation would be the end. So unless there's any other questions or comments, I'll put this to the vote. All those in favour? Okay, that's good. We might just bring back Councillor Zamatoro, because I just want to say a few words because it is our last meeting of this particular term. Of course, this is the last meeting. I would like to invite all councillors to say a few words, and I'm going to start off. Naturally, when the next council meeting convenes in the new, which will be the third term of the new Dacre Shire Council, some of us don't know whether we're going to be around the table. I would just like to take the opportunity, first of all, to thank our CEO and to thank all our staff. I think a successful council is one that works very closely with our CEO and our staff in collaboration and with mutual respect. I am incredibly proud of what we have achieved in the first two terms of this new Dacre Shire Council, and I'm particularly proud of what we've been able to achieve over the last 4 years. I also want to say to David Carey, to Councillor David Carey, who is retiring and is the one person who does definitely know you're not going to be around this table, a very big thank you. You have been an amazing councillor. If I am re-elected, I will very much miss your strategic focus, your ability to really analyse issues, tease them out, make suggestions, and over the last 6 years, this council is so much better off because of your significant contribution. And I know this is the end of a very long local government career for you, and I personally want to wish you all the very best.
Yes, this year marks 45 years of my involvement in local government, and finishing up on the 27th is a watershed moment for me personally, because I'm leaving local government behind after a lifetime really of my involvement with it. So I've got some experience about it, but I've got some exciting things to look forward to as well. But I've enjoyed my time here. I thank the community for the privilege of electing me to this council for two terms. I think I've made a little bit of a contribution, I hope so anyway. I'm particularly pleased with the outcomes our council has achieved, as you mentioned. I think we've done extraordinarily well over the last 6 years. And as a person who stood before the community on a number of occasions in the lead up to demalgamation and said this council is viable, it can work, it can serve the community well, I think that's been well and truly demonstrated. And particularly in financial terms. We're in the black, we've got no debt, and I believe the federal government actually has got some mumps they don't need anymore. Ourselves, some baby black ones. But I don't want to speak too soon because it could be an emergency or something like that, and sure, something could happen and we don't achieve a balanced budget or a balanced outcome or even a small service. But the way it's looking today with the financial report is looking very promising. But I've enjoyed my time, I've been stimulated by some of the debate. I haven't always got my way, but that's how democracy works, isn't it? And that's what we fought for, to get our democracy back. And we've got it back and it's functioning well. I too want to thank Mr. Stormer and his staff. I think it's become evident, particularly in the last 12 months, to me, that we've assembled a really skilled group of staff members, not only the ones that come to the council meetings and present to us, and provide us with their advice and guidance, but the outdoor staff as well. You can see it in terms of the the quality of the work that's produced outdoors, and some of the work you don't see because it's done around pipes and things. You don't know what's going on, but it's all essential services. So my congratulations to everyone, and I thank you all for your patience and advice and guidance and personal support that I've been given. And I'll ask questions or send in our advice and things like that. I wish you all the best, everyone. And you know, I won't be a stranger occasionally, I might be sitting back there. You never know. I promise not to bring you tomatoes. But I do thank you all, and I appreciate the privilege that's been given to me. It hasn't been taken lightly, and I hope that I feel sure I'm very proud of the fact that I have known.
Issues that I have brought the staff have been dealt with in the way they should, they're professional in the way they go about their business, and I'm hoping to be sitting here next month, the next meeting.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Zamataro.
In all honesty, I've been concentrating on other things, so I didn't actually think about any words in today's meeting, to be honest. But yeah, I suppose it is appropriate to say something. I've obviously thoroughly enjoyed my 6 years here so far, and one of the reasons also, I suppose, I haven't been thinking about any words today, so I fully want to be back. I'm just kind of thinking I want to be back, because otherwise I'll miss everyone here a bit too much, I suppose. I do want to thank, we'll start with you, Julia. I've learned so much over these years, and most of it is because of you. You've never withheld your time and information. You've been extremely generous whenever I've asked a green question, I suppose, in the sense that, you know, when I specialised, I didn't really know anybody thing in the beginning. But hopefully now I can impart information to the next councillors, whoever they may be, if I'm still here, of course. I would also like to say a special thank you to you, David. I absolutely have learned things from you as well. And I've really come to enjoy your company, even though perhaps in the beginning we've got it a little bit, but I actually have really enjoyed your company and your expertise, and I really have learned a lot from you too also. Then we go on to the staff. The staff, now led by Mark, thank you very much, everyone. I actually have been missing you guys over the last couple of weeks. I haven't had much interaction. Believe it or not, I have been missing you all. So I thought today I was going to come walk around a bit later on, because I do enjoy your company as people, but also I actually really appreciate your professionalism and the advice given to me in this capacity as a councillor. To my fellow councillors, thank you very much. As it's already been said, sometimes you don't always get your way, but I do appreciate the debates and the arguments that go on. And when I don't get my way, it isn't personal, I really don't feel that way. I have learned to deal with that, I suppose. I suppose that's all part of growing up as a councillor. So thank you very much for the debates over the years. And yeah, I hope to be back here next month as well.
Silent achievers, we're out there in the public and often getting either the blame or the glory, one of the two, but it's the staff in the background that make it all happen. And without them, we can't do the things that we do or can't get the things that we want. You know, I think it's important, you know, regardless of our differences in policies and politics and all the rest of it, we all do it because we're passionate. You know, and that's the reward we get, is the passion and the enjoyment of seeing results for the people that we represent. And so, thank you as well to the other councillors who have obviously represented their own personal views. And as we move forward, good luck to everyone with what's coming up, and hopefully we'll see you all next year. in some way, place, or form.
Folks.